Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The labor shortage is so bad right now. But what does that mean for real estate investors? That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, and I love to watch the market trends to see where we're going currently in the economy and in the real estate market. Wall Street Journal just publishing a story, which I've been witnessing firsthand, but I've been out and driving these different communities, that there is a massive labor shortage right now. And there's also a massive shortage of new homes in rural areas, those outside of city areas. And it's really affecting employment. So what are the numbers? Well, we're looking at a record low unemployment in this country right now. You think that's fantastic news, right? It is. However, it's hurting employers in a way because employers simply can't keep up with the demand. What do I mean? Well, for instance, there is a chair manufacturing company in Portland, Maine, just to highlight an example, that builds chairs. Well, they can't find the labor in order to build the chairs. So they're having to take out ads trying to recruit people to move to this smaller town. They're having a difficult time doing that. I also know that in cities like Columbus, they highlight in this Wall Street Journal piece, that the population growth in Columbus has grown significantly in recent years. Its labor force grew 1.3% in 2017, and the working age population went down. So the working age population has actually left, but the unemployment has also gone down. And these employers are looking for good labor. I've seen this in Indianapolis, where I do a lot of real estate investing, one of my favorite markets. And we've seen all of these employers. For instance, Salesforce took over one of the tallest buildings in downtown Indianapolis. The huge building used to be Chase Bank. Now it's owned by Salesforce. And the lawyer team that I've been talking with from Salesforce, a friend of mine is one of their lawyers. And he actually, his kids go to school with our kids. And we were talking and he said, it's very difficult right now for us to even find good lawyers to work for us here in downtown Indianapolis. So they're having to do recruitment efforts to bring in outside talent. And you might think, well, why? Who cares, right? New York City does that. People move to New York City all the time to work for an awesome company. Yes, but these smaller companies can't afford those types of recruitment incentives to get people to pick up and move their entire family. And the biggest problem right now is not even from the employers, it's from the lack of housing. So the lack of new construction. All of these builders are sitting there saying to themselves, should I do this? Should I build a house right now? Because what happens if the economy shifts? So there's such a demand for new construction, and these families are saying, I'm just going to stay downtown. I'm just going to rent right now. I'm going to rent a place right now because you don't have any properties for me to buy. In certain counties, there are so few properties available that they're even selling before they're finished. I was out, and here's some video, if you're watching on the video feed here on our YouTube channel, I was out recently in Idaho touring some of all of this new construction that's unfolding out there, and you wouldn't believe, I mean, community after community after community is just being built up, and as soon as I was with the head of the project managers, and I went out, we went out at like 6 in the morning. We went through like 40 different properties, and they're doing a fantastic job. And he said that many of the houses, almost every one of them, are sold before they even finish them. And some of them, if they are done and they're sitting on the market, they're only on the market for like 1 or 2 weeks, and then they're sold. Today's episode is brought to you by AIG Travel Guard. For all those times when your summer plans and your trips do not go as planned, there's AIG Travel Guard. Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. Insurance offered by Travel Guard Group Incorporated and underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, PA. For a complete description of the coverage, limitations, and exclusions, go to TravelGuard.com. This advertisement does not necessarily describe actual events and is used for illustrative purposes only. So AIG Travel Guard, you know, if you've got summer plans, and I've had this happen before. My wife, even in the winter, actually had this happen where we were traveling and her suitcase didn't show up. That's where AIG Travel Guard comes in. So she had planned all these dresses and different outfits for our travel and they were gone. Gone. Airline didn't know where it was. No sign of it. And what is she going to do? Well, that's where AIG Travel Guard comes in. She could literally have just called them and they'd reimburse for the cost of all of the new gear. Just pick up the phone, call them, take care of it. And for as little as $30, that's it. Just as little as $30, you can have that peace of mind and that insurance. And it's so great. So Travel Guard staff is available 24/7 to help. And all you get complete coverage for as low as $30 when you text the word investing. Just text the word investing to 484848. It's that simple. And you'll get $30 for as low as $30 for your trip, which is fantastic. I recently had a trip that I had to go to Florida and at the last minute had to cancel it. And guess what? Non-refundable flight. Well, that's where Travel Guard comes in again. So I could be reimbursed for the non-refundable flight or those big international trips where at the last minute, something comes up, life gets in the way. You have a sick relative you have to attend to, God forbid. You have something else that comes up with your job, your career, and you need that peace of mind to know that you're not going to lose the thousands of dollars that you spent on this trip, right? That's where AIG Travel Guard comes in. So good. Just great peace of mind. You should just include it on every trip you do. So all you need to do is text the word investing to 484848. That's investing to 484848. Again, INVESTING to 484848. Thanks, AIG Travel Guard. We appreciate it.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. Insurance offered by Travel Guard Group, Inc. and underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, PA. For a complete description of the coverage, limitations, and exclusions, go to TravelGuard.com. This ad does not describe actual events and is used for illustrative purposes only.
The demand is incredible, and the demand for rent is equally incredible. So here's what I'm talking about. If you're a real estate investor like me and you buy rental real estate, what does this mean for you in those B-class neighborhoods? Well, it means zero vacancy. It means very, very low vacancy right now. In Boise, Idaho, for instance, yes, you're going to get a much lower return on investment there. So you're basically buying a house for rent, you know, maybe $300,000. I buy houses that are like $60,000, $70,000. Those are my bread and butter and what we do. But and then the return on investment is about 5-6%. But you're also seeing zero vacancy. People are staying there. Or if someone moves out, you're immediately getting another tenant in the property. And that's now what we're seeing across the board in a lot of the areas that we invest. Very low vacancy because there is such a demand for rent right now. If you've got a really nice B-class property or a B-minus property, and you're in one of those areas where a family needs a place to live, you're going to see almost a 0% vacancy rate. And I can say that in all the markets right now I'm currently invested in Michigan, in Indiana, in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and all these different areas where I own rental properties, I don't have any vacancies. And the one area that I do is in New Jersey. In New Jersey, an area where you have really high taxes. So I've got two evictions happening right now on two of our New Jersey properties. We'll do a tenant turnover on those, get those cleaned up, and then those will fill right back up again as well. So nationwide, you are seeing a shortage of housing, a shortage of available properties. So for the rental, for rental investors, this is fantastic news. But for the person looking to buy that new construction property, I'm telling you, even just looking in Idaho, holy smokes, last year, these houses were selling for $350,000. They are now selling for $500,000. So if you are a developer or you are in that game as a flipper, it's a good time for you as well to be a flipper. I'm not a flipper, but for rental real estate, holy smokes, the price and the vacancy rate right now just kind of across the board is looking fantastic. So there you go. Here's another one. I'll just give this little tidbit before I wrap it up. Last year, a car seat maker in Columbus, Ohio, they couldn't find available workers. So the general manager of that plant said the expansion would have had to do this expansion to get 300 workers. They couldn't do the expansion because they just didn't have the skilled labor. So it is hurting some companies that can't keep up right now because so many people wanted to buy these car seats and they couldn't keep up with it. So really, it's an interesting time. I mean, it's better than 2008 when everyone was out of a job and everyone was panicking. Now everyone has a job and employers are really trying to find people with skills to actually employ them. So it's a total flip in 10 years. It's kind of strange. I'd love to hear your comments and feedback. Are you going through this right now? Are you an employer? Do you have employees that you're looking to add people to your company? Or are you looking to buy a new home and move, but you just can't find the inventory? I'd love to hear your comments. You can post them here as well. And thank you so much for subscribing. We have tons of videos and tons of podcasts to help you out and become financially intelligent. My name is Clayton Morris. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.